This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in the sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talk held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Pena Palacios in New Delhi today. Both the countries also expressed their commitment to overcome the menace of cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. Speaking on this occasion, Prime Minister Modi said India and Paraguay we are together in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector is a key player in the global air transport industry and now it is filled with self-confidence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said India is emerging as a leading force in the global space aviation convergence. Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in Indian civil aviation and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met top global CEOs in Paris to explore their future investment plans for the India market in promising sectors like electric vehicle and renewable energy. The minister, who is on a three-day visit to France, will also attend a ministerial meeting of the World Trade Organization on Tuesday. Over 3,960 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. Incessant rain continues in Arunachal Pradesh. Meteorological Center Itanagar has predicted heavy rain accompanied by thunderstorms with lightning and gusty wind at isolated places across the state over the next 24 hours. The center has issued an orange alert for 10 districts and a yellow alert for 14 districts in the state. In Lohit district, the Lohit River and its tributaries are flowing in full spate and the water level is rising abnormally. As weather department has predicted heavy rainfall in the district, administration has issued orders prohibiting fishing, collection of woods and other materials from riverbeds and low-lying areas. State Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik has expressed grief over 9 lives lost in landslides in East Kameng and Lower Subansiri districts last week and conveyed condolences to the bereaved families. The governor has urged the district administrations to remain on high alert and ensure the safety of people. He urged all citizens to cooperate with the authorities and follow safety advisories issued by the administration and India Met Department. He also recommended that fully equipped rescue and response teams be stationed at district, subdivisional and circle levels to deal with any emergency that may arise due to the prevailing weather conditions. In Assam, flood situation remained grim today with the water levels rising in many parts of the state. Around 4 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 17 districts. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, number of deaths due to floods and landslides in the state has risen to 10. The state government has opened 52 relief camps and 103 relief distribution centers in all the flood-affected districts and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief operations. The Department of Land Resources Ministry of Rural Development today started conducting the second phase of capacity building under the Naksha National Geospatial Knowledge-Based Land Survey of Urban Habitations Program across 5 Centers of Excellence, COEs, including Northeast Region Center of Excellence in Guwahati, Assam, in the country. Under this training program, 304 nominated ULB level and district officers from 157 urban local bodies will undergo hands-on training in leveraging modern geospatial technologies for effective urban property surveys. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has released the draft manual for assessment of rating of properties for digital connectivity under the Rating of Properties for Digital Connectivity Regulations 2024 on 13th May this year. The last day for submission of comments and counter-comments of stakeholders was earlier fixed as 2nd and 9th of this month. The 18th Border Security Force contingent led by Commandant Kailash Singh Mehta is departing for the MONUSCO UN peacekeeping mission in Beni, Democratic Republic of Congo on 4th of this month. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.